Okay, today's Psachim Daf Yud, and we will talk about the famous sugya of Shnei Shvilin, the Mishnah in Maseches Taros that is brought up here in Psachim on Daf Yud. And where did this come up? The Gemara here has all the different sfeikas related to chametz, and the one that we're going to focus on is on the third line here on Daf Yud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Tzavur, you have piles, Echad Shel Chametz V'Lefanav Shnei Batim. Right, you have a pile of chametz, and you have two houses in front of you, Bedukin, and they're both checked for chametz. They have a chazaka that there's no chametz. And an achbar came and took from the chametz, and he went into one of the houses. You don't know which house he went in. One of the houses, therefore, is vadai, has chametz in it. But the other house is not. You don't know which one he went into. Hainu shnei shvilin. Isn't this a case of the two paths? Ditnan, as the Mishnah says in Taros in Perakei Mishnah Hey, Ditnan shnei shvilin echad tamei v'echad tor. There are two paths. One tamei. What do you mean? One tamei vadei. There's a kever. Rashi says kever mutal bo l'rachbo. There's a kever that's to the width of the street. Umamale eskulo and fills up the whole area. Ve'ein over bo shelo yahil. And it has to be that the person who walked down that path was ma'ahil on the mace and became tamei mace. So it's a vadei. So two shvilin, one tamei, one tor. V'halach be'echad mehen. And he went and down one of the paths. Va'asa taros, that he was osig b'taros afterwards. He touched taros afterwards. So if he was tamei meis, the taros would be tamei. Ubachavir of alak b'sheni. And then his friend went on the other path, the different path. Va'asa taros, and he was also osig b'taros. So you know for sure, vaday, one of them went down the tamei path. And went down the Torah path. So Rabbi Huda says, "Im nishalu zeh b'fnei asma v'zeh b'fnei asma v'tahorin." If they come as a shayla on separate days, each day they one day one guy comes and says, "Am I tamei or tor?" So the posik says, "Rishus harabim sabek tamei rishus harabim sveik otor." So you're tor. The next day the other guy comes, he says, "Huh, okay, sabek tamei rishus harabim sveik otor." So if they come separately, so then tahor. Right, im nishalu, Rashi says, kol echad l'chacham sveiko bifnei atzmo tahor. Ve'ein bezin yochol tamo. Bezin cannot be metamiyim. That's the principle of sabek tumah b'rishus harabim sveiko tahor. Continues the Mishnah, but shnehem bebasachas, but if they both come at the same time, tamein. So then they are tamei, the chacham cannot say they're both tahor. That's the Tanakhama, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Benkach uVenkach Tamei. Rabbi Yossi says, no, they are both Tamei in that case. And the Gemara goes into modifying this Machloka. So Amar Rabbi Vitim Rabbi Yochanan, Bebas Achas, Divriya Kol Tamei. And really, Bebas Achas, everybody agrees Tamei, and that's Mefurish. That's Mefurish in the Mishnah. But Bezeachar Zed Divriya Kol Tahor, that's not Mefurish. Rabbi Yossi seems to say Tamei. But the Gemara says, no, if it's Bas Achas, everybody agrees Tamei. If it's bezeh or zeh, if it's separately, everybody agrees to her. Lo nechleku ela bebal lihi sha'el Allah va'al chaveiro. The question is, the machlokas is, if they come and they ask, one person comes and asks about him and his friend, Allah va'al chaveiro. Right, but that says the Rashi, matehe al shneinu. What is the halacha of both of us? So there, Rabbi Yossi says that's like basachas. Rabbi Yossi, madami leila basachas, and therefore, tame. Even though they're both not in front of us, you need one psak given, and therefore, he can't say tahorim. Rabbi Yehuda, madami leila zechar zeh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's similar to zechar zeh. Since the shoel is not there, Rashi, hov einkan shoel ela echad, meshivan lo tarata. He could say, you are tahor. Sorry, safik biyahu, ume atzmo yavin, shaf chaveru kamo. You are tahor, and memela, he will understand that his friend is also tahor. But if they're both there, so then that is not allowed. So that's the case of shnei shvilin, the difference between bas achas and bazeh achazeh. The question is, what's the svara, right? So especially, but bas achas, so they come bazeh achazeh, you can say tahor to each one, so that's pretty amazing. Why can you say tahor to each one? You know, one of them is vadei tamei, and the Gemara relates that to the case of chametz. We could assume, can we? Could we assume that both cases? That's the question. Also, in the Rishonim, how do you translate this to the chametz case? Let's just do that because we are here talking about this case. Let's look in the Rashi in Rabbi Yehuda Medami Lubazer Chazeh. Avak Kishashneim Sholim B'Toka Deidibor Tzarachat El Hashiv L'Shneim Keechad V'Gabe Batim Nami. In bo'o l'shol zeh la'atzmo v'zeh b'fnei atzmo. If you come separately, Amrinan Leila Kol Chad Iyat Tzarach Livdok. If each of the owners of the houses come, so you could say to each of them, you don't have to do bedika. The kima, the bedika, chamis derabanan, talina lakula, v'yamrin and sveiko muter, v'yibasachas bo shneim shrichan bedika. But if they come basachas, he would need bedika. What if it's one owner and he comes and asks about his houses? L'chor, that's basachas, and therefore that would require that require bedika. Okay, so that's not related to the chametz. But we're going to talk about the case in general, though. So what is the svar of it? Zechar zeh, you know one of them is vaday tamei. And yet you're allowed to say, because of the principle of svek tumah v'rishus harabim, svek otar, you're allowed to say they're both tar. So how is that possible? So Rashi here says that's part of the din of svek tumah v'rishus harabim. Right? Ein bezdin yochol atamo, says Rashi, ki the kai malon, besavik tumah v'rishus harabim svek otar. So Rashi says, you're allowed to have svek tumah v'rishus harabim, even if it's a tar to the sasri. Right? Even if it's an inner contradiction, you know, it's not MS, but still, that's the halacha. That's how you are allowed to paskin. If you look in Tosfos, not here, but Tosfos in the beginning of Maseches Nida, Tosfos Maseches Nida says, how is that possible? How could you say that even in the case of Tarjit the Sasri, says Tosfos in the bottom, Dibra Maschil v'Hillel, v'chein gabi shnei shvilin, perakama de psachim, v'taharin shnehem, v'bo l'shol b'zecher zeh, avagav shebevade nitma ha'echad. Even though one of them is Vaday Tamei, Hasam Lomi Sota Gamrina. It says Tosfos that's not purely learned that from Sota. Right? Sota is the source for the halach of Savik Tumah Birshus Hayachid Sveiko Tamei. So Yitur Birshus Ram is Sveiko Tor. It's not only from Sota. Ella Dumukminon Kal Echad Becheskas Tahara. Says Tosfos, really, that's also based on the Cheskas Tahara of each person. The Cheskas Tahara of each person coupled with Suffik Tumah, so you don't know who to be mitame. So along with the Cheskas Tara, so that's why we would say Tar. But let's say Tosfos would say in a case where there is no Cheskas Tara, or there is no prior Chazaka to Meikara, then we would not say you're allowed to have Tar to the Sasri. Kedi Isa Hacha, Tavi Taima, Mishum de Bukminan, Milsa Acheskasei, Umiyu Heka Deleka Chazaka Latara, where there is no Chazaka Latara, Mitarin Bershusarabi Misota, Kemo, Mikvar Shininda Venimsa Chaser, the Mitarim Shimon, even without a Cheskas Tara, we would say that it's something Tumah Bershusarabim Tar, but we would not say that it is allowed to be for tied to the Sasri. So Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, whether it's purely Svei Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, or it's also based on the Cheskas Tara of the person. So that's in terms of Bazeh Achar Zeh. So what about Basachas? Once you say this huge Chiddush of that even tied to the Sasri could work either purely because of Svei Tumah or because of Cheskas Tara, so why don't you say the same thing for Basachas? What's wrong with for Basachas paskening that way? So if you look in Rashi here seems to say that it's an issue of the psak, the issue of the mora heter. The mora hora cannot say you both are tohar in one breath because that's not emes. Says Rashi, the imbova basachas hol ubahora achas yesh lanu lomar tmeino tohorin. If you say separately, you are tar, you don't look at those together. But here, you can't say that together. And Rashi also a little bit later says it. The same thing. You have to give the answer to both of them. And therefore, there has to be some level of MS and integrity to the psak, and therefore you can't say something that is beferish, not true. Rashi also says this in Ksubis, where this comes up on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Just find the lashon. Rashi also says there. Bebasachas bo lishol basachas. Rashi says there. Let me just find the line. Tahar the kol chad ki asal kamat talin on lelemer betar halach ta'avilei savik to mevushes rab masik atar. But temayin dehechi name elahu tahar matem. Right, how could we say, what are you supposed to say, that you are tahar? Chad minayu is for sure not tahar, but that's only a problem if it's a one composite psak. Two separate psakim wouldn't be a problem. That is Rashi. Some other Rishonim, Bali Tosfos, the beginning of Nida, say, maybe it's more of a chucha v'tlula, meaning it looks like a joke, meaning they're both coming, and maybe to themselves. You know, it looks like a joke. If they come separately, so they can each say to them each other, okay, I'm tar, because he's only looking at me, and it's something tumah. But if they're both there, and they both say tar, so that would be a problem. The Mishnah Lamelech points out in Shar Avos HaTumah, in Perek Yutes Halach HaBeis, in a huge Mishnah Lamelech, that for Rashi, the issue doesn't seem to be when the Shoalim are coming, but when the Posek gives the answer. Right? Basachas, the Pashas of the Gemara, seems to be about when they're asking the question. What if they ask the question separately? They came b'zachar zeh, but the answer is being given together. That would be considered b'basachas for shitas Rashi. Maybe Tosfos, that would be an afgamina. Maybe Tosfos would be an afgamina that chucha v'tlula would only be if they come together, not if the psak is issued together. There's an interesting discussion. Does the same psak, do these halachas apply even to one person? To one person, right? What if the one person went down both paths, but he comes to ask separately? So Tosfos and Ksubas and Nafchav Zayin, Dibur Maschil V'im, and the Rosh also says one person should not eat both taharos. Right, that's Ksubas, Chav Zayin, Amid Aleph. V'im Nishal, Zebifrei Aspo, Zebifrei Aspo, Taharos. Lo sheyochlam Adam Echad. It doesn't mean that one person can eat both taharos that were touched by the different people. Dim kein yochal vade tuma, because he's definitely touching, he's definitely eating tuma then. Tachar mina b'shvuas, right? That's what it causes a gemara mesecha shvuas. On daf yotes, halach barisha v'lo nichnas, b'sheni v'nichnas chayev, right? If somebody goes into the base of Migdash, they have to go down both of these paths, so then chayev, the tamihu b'manavshach, is b'shom b'manavshach. So to another person eating from the taharos, so that he shouldn't eat. The Mishnah Lamela quotes and says no. It's ne'efach leheter. Just like bitul iser b'taroves. Just like there's a bitul iser b'taroves, so too, this would be mutter ne'efach leheter also. He's referring to the sugyas at the beginning of Yaradea, where the Beis Yosef quotes all the different shitas of the Rishonim. If you have an iser, shen is batel beheter. Let's say you have one hamburger that's treif, that was nisbatel, and a couple of mutter hamburgers, so then it's batel. Okay, so what do we say? Are you allowed to... Is one person allowed to eat all of them? Is one person allowed to eat all of them at the same sitting? Do we say one person cannot eat all of them? Because he's for sure eating something that's not kosher. So that's what the Mishnah Lamela compares this to. Compares this to, just like over there, there are some Rishitas that say nefach leheter, and therefore even one person maybe, or for sure a number of people, so too here as well. The Rebbe Elchanan and the Kovet Shiurim, Chelek Bey, Simen Memhei, says you cannot compare the two. He quotes this in Os Vav there, Ube Mishnah Lamelech, Hevi Divri Atosvis Vakasav, Vitaimahu Mishim de Isura de Asar Lechel Bakatshub Shaditba, Nirish Dinza Machlokas Vachulu, Ledivri Haomim de Chaticha Shal Isur Shinis Batla Barov, De Shari La de Mecha Ba Ochlam, that if it is that is Batla Barov, that one person could eat it, Ava Mishabavada Yochal Isur, Sehua Din Hacha, so to hear, Kiva Shemina Din Kulan Taharos. Really, they're all tar, therefore one person could eat all of these taros that were touched by both people. The Efshar, the Tosfos, Azi Lishitasam. Tosfos is Lishitaso, because Tisir Ligavi Taroves, Isser, to Asr Ladim Echel Ochlam. Tosfos holds that one person cannot eat it. So that's Lishitaso. In Ksubas Chav Zayin, that one person shouldn't eat it. But if you hold like those Shitas, I think it was Rashi, that says you could even one person could eat the whole thing, so then so there would be Makel here as well. But if you, Rebbe Elchanan says, V'dvarav, Sorachi and Ma'od, how could you compare the two? I don't think you can compare the two on the in this regard. Da'atu kulu b'chada machta machtinu. Are they all the same? Mixture of taroves is the same as savik tumah versus arabim. Kulu b'chada machta machtinu b'taroves vaday. Sarach lomar the iser the b'taroves vaday. Sorry, I read that incorrectly. B'taroves vaday. Sarach lomar. And the ones that say it's still aser, tzorach lomar, de'enu alami d'rabanan, v'en kamacham harech, aval bechazaka, eno kein, de'en hadin mishtane klal b'shvel hachazaka. We didn't change the reality, ela de'enu anutzrichan lachushem mishtane mechazkaso. There's a chazaka, and you're relying on the chazaka, and therefore Rabbi Chanan says, don't compare the two. You can't compare a taroves, mekel b'taroves. That's more of a reason to say that we are mekel and nepach leheter versus our case where it's not a question of nepach, it's just a question of this is the hanhaga. This is what we do. It could be that this issue is totally on the source. Like we said above, if the source is really relying on the chazaka to make kara, like Tosfos said at the beginning of Nida, then maybe you say like Tosfos. It's not totally changed; it's just a niyug. But if it's like Rashi, that it's a special din, if something to is tar, then maybe it's total and epach leheter, like the Mishnah Lamelach. There is another source that you might say why you'd be makel in this regard when you ever have a the suffik tumah. There's a third idea. The Rambam in Shara Avos HaTumah. And again, the Rambam says this in many places. The Rambam Shita is, Safek Daraisa Lechumra is itself a Din Darabanan. So going Lechumra ever in any Safek is a Darabanan. So the Rambam says, when it comes to be Marbe Tumos, so he's not Mekel, we're not going to be Machmir in that regard. Rabbi Chazal warrant Marbe in a case of Safek Tumah, Bereshis Arabim, because of to be Marbe Tumah. Tezayin Aleph. Here in Shar Avos HaTumos. says the Rambam, and he refers to what he says elsewhere. Why were the Chachamim Mitayer? So again, you learn that from Sota, but he gives a Svara. Why were they Mitami Savi Rishas Arabim and not even Mitami Midrabanan? Shaharei Hatzibur Osin HaPesach Betuma Bizmansha Tumeya Merubim. We know Tuma Hucha Betzibur or Dechuy Betzibur. We know sometimes Tuma is pushed aside. Betzibur Im Tuma Vadois Nidcheis Mipneihem Kalvachomer L'Safik Tuma. And if you could push away a Vade Tuma because of the Tzibur, surely Safik Tuma She Isser Kol Asvekos Midivrehem Kamosha Biyarnu Bilchos Bios Asuros. Just like we said elsewhere, which we'll look there in a minute. Be'ezus Hashem, but the Rambam says, just like all chumra by Suffolk is midrabanan, so we're not going to be machmir there. You see already, tum is pushed aside for tzibur. So in rishus harabim, that's an extension, and therefore we would be mekel. Ubebimachmir b'suffolk rishus hayachid. Aye, what about suffolk rishus hayachid? Abdei mishare asota shenister avavisha davar suffolk yeri tamela baila. So really, the rule is everything should be tahar. The Torah was machadesh that were metame by Rishas HaYachid. Interesting, you might have said the opposite. Really, the rule is Tameh, but we're Meiko by Rishas HaRabim. The Rambam seems to say the starting point is we should be Matire by all Savik Rishas HaRabim, because you already see the precedent by Karban Pesach. That is the Rambam. The Rambam is referring to his Shita, that generally by Sveikos, we are Meiko. And where else does he say this? He refers to what he says in Yisurei Bia. He says this in three or four other places, right? The Rambam in Yisurei Bia. I'll read two of them. Yisurei Bia in Perek Yudches Halacha Yudzayin Hashvuya Sheniftes Vehi Bas Shaloshana V'Yamechad Hashvuya, captured girl that was redeemed. So what do you have to assume happened to her? Oh yes, sir. If she's above 3 years old, Asura L'Kahuna V'Bnei She Suffolk Zona She Shema Nivla L'Goy. Maybe the Zona, the Goy, raped her, and she's Asura L'Kohen, and therefore that's only one Suffolk. It's Suffolk Daraisa V'Im Yeshla Ad Shalonis Vishla aid Shalonis Yachid Agoyimov. If there's one aid that there wasn't any Yichud, Arizik Shera Lakuna Afilo Eved O Shifcha O Karov Namalei Dazu. And any, even a pasul eidus, anybody can be a kosher for this aid. V'shtei shvuyos sheheida kol achas mehen lechaverta ve'ilu ne'amonos, it can be made on each other. Ho'ol the iser kol asveikos kulan midivrei sofrim l'ficha chakilu b'shvuya. The whole iser of all sveikos is rabbanan. So we're meko b'shvuya as long as there's something to help us out. Really, you should say savi l'kula, and she should be able to be married to a kohen. But we are generally machmir, but we can be meko by any, because any suffik is l'kula. That's by Arayos. The Rambam also by Kilayim. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Halacha Chav Zayin of Kilayim. This is quoting from the Gemara in Meseches Nida and the Mishnah in Kilayim. Beged should semer she'aved bochut shel pishdan. You have a woolen beged that somewhere in there is a chud of pishdan and you can't find it. O beged pishdan she'aved bochut shel semer harizeh lo'im grenu l'goy. You can't sell it to a goy even though Kilayim is mutzer b'hanah. You just can't wear it. Shemim grenu agoy l'Yisrael. Because maybe the goy will sell it back to a Yisrael and nobody will know. You don't see the kilayim, and therefore one should not do something that could lead to a Jew wearing it. The Tosas there, Nida, if you remember, talks about why don't you say bittel? There's no bittel by something that's only usser mishum the tarovas. The case that itakon is begazu. What do you do? Tsovo shein atzemer vapishtim olim betzeva echad. Color it, and then you'll be able to see the thread. And if you do this test, it's mutter if you don't see any thread. Shema nishva v'halachlo, maybe it fell out. Shrei balek v'lo matzo. Because, after all, maybe it fell out. It's still suffik kilayim. Kfar biyarnu bebios hasuros shekali suri sveikos midivrei sofrim leficha chekelu besuffik zeh. We can be makel on this suffik, and there the Ravid says, MS Huzeh, Shakala Sveikos Ainan Shaltora, Miyu Kaimalan, Kol Savik Isr Torah Lachomra with Rabban Lakula. Right, the Ravid says, okay, all Sveikos are not Daraisa, but you have to be Machmir by Savi Daraisa Lachomra. Okay, fine, but either way, that's the Rambam Shita. So the Rambam says it in a few places, but that's what he refers to in our context. By Safik Tuma Bershus HaRabim, he says, we will go Lakula in that regard. So how far? Maybe you would even go Lakula to say that one person could eat it. Good. General svaris for the allowance of Tarti the Sasri about Shnei Shvilin, just 2 points. Again, this discussion is in Tosfos and Nazir Daf Nun Zayin, but just two ideas. The Shev Shmaitza talks about the difference between Birur and Hanhaga, which is the major thought in this discussion. Birur and Hanhaga, two ways to understand any type of psak. When Bezdin gives a psak, is that Mevarer? That's clarity. This is the truth. Hamos Mechabel Avaraya, you get to keep the Beged. Is that, Rabbi Chanan talks about this in Ayin Aleph Beis, in Kovetz Ha'aris, right? Is that Avadai? right? Hamotzei Machavera, therefore it's yours to be Mekadesh and Isha, or we don't know whose it is, but we'll let you keep it. So that's Birur versus Hanhaga. So the Shmash Raya just says, obviously, if you say Sovik Tuma is Birur, then you can't say it. That's a disaster. Maybe that's what Tosus is assuming. But if you say it's Hanhaga, so then, okay, you have flexibility. So all you have to focus on is what the Torah tells you to do, not what the emes is. To call Hecha, Shmaitza Zayin Beis. To call Hecha, Danu Morin Hora Vadois. That's the focus of the Shesh Shmaitza. If you look in Rav Elchanan, in that same piece, Beis Mem Hei, the Shar Yosher also talks about this. The Torah sometimes says you're allowed to go by Yediya, not by Mitzias. And whatever your idea is, you could rule based on that. Again, it's a huge topic, but we just touched on a few pieces. Just one final source, fascinating. The Meiri in the fourth parak of Bracha says, the Gemara there says, if you remember, Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, Machlokas about Mincha, Plaga Mincha, when the Shir for Mincha is, and Gemara says, whatever you do is good. Da'avid Kamar Ovid, Da'avid Kamar Ovid. As long as you don't do the same on the same day. You don't daven Mincha like the Rabbanan and Ma'ariv like Rebbe Yehuda. And the Meiri says there, Miyom liyom ein lachush klal. From different days it's okay. The ain kan mishem tardi the sasri adadi. To be the Rabban lo chashinun. And if you pass like Rebbe Yehuda one day, they come the next day, that's okay. Why? Vaharihu kishnei shvilin. It's like shnei shvilin. Echatayim vechatar shahokhu shnei b'nei adam. Zeba achas vezeba acheres. Shem bo lishol bebas achas. Right, so if you try to do Rebbe Yehuda and Chacham the same day, that's pasachas, that's a problem. That's tied to the sasri. But different days, that is okay. Fascinating. The Meiri brings that in to our sugya. Okay, we'll stop here.